Ever wonder about the impact you have on others or the impact that they have on you? The Ripple Effect on Thrive Life TV explores just that. You'll understand how one person, one moment can transform your entire life. Discover stories of profound influence, mentorship, and life-altering connections. Join us to uncover the power of human interactions in shaping careers, relationships, and personal growth. Subscribe to Thrive Life TV today with a 7-day no-risk free trial and start understanding the ripples you create and receive in the journey of life. Your story of impact is just one click away. Go to thrivelifetv.com or search for us in the Google and Apple Play stores. We'll see you inside. Get ready to believe that you can have it all. Time for yourself, the kids, your marriage, and your business. My name is Amy Wine. I am a Jesus-loving married mom, CEO, professional counselor, marriage therapist, peak performance business strategist, and believer in keeping it real. Real life, real relationships, real people. I help overwhelmed CEOs design a life they can't wait to wake up to each day. Each episode, I meet you right where you are with time-tested tools and strategies that you can find clarity on who you are and all the hats you wear and live your life authentically on purpose. This is real life, raw, sometimes ugly, other times wonderful and fun. And I cannot promise you that this work is easy, but I can tell you it is totally worth it. Are you ready? Let's get started. Hey, 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 it's Amy here. Welcome to Couch Time. I am so blessed to have you listening, and I wish I could just like see you face to face and give that personal element to the person on the other side of the earbuds, but maybe one day. But I want to talk to you guys today about being scared, having people come at you and attack you, and still living in integrity. And this is a hard, hard, hard one. So I've went through something in my life where, and I'm kind of scared to share this here because I cannot yet publicly share all the details, nor do I know if I ever will. But I can share the context and I can share how I felt. And I'm going to share what I did because I think sometimes we get into crisis and we forget how to act. We just start being reactive to other people, right? And we start being impulsive with decisions and we start, I know at least I have in my past and multiple, but this time I did it different. And wow, on the other side of it, amazing. In it, awful. So I just think the whole point today is I'm just going to let this flow, freeform it. I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to come down, speak through me, the wisdom. But this is just tugging on my heart. And I know somebody else needs to hear this message. So I've gone through something really, really tough. And because I would never hurt someone else, even if they're hurting me, I used to be very vengeful, used to probably would plan all the ways I'm going to attack back or ways that I can do that. But I haven't been like that in a long, long, long time. And I just wouldn't do it, even if there's 1,000 knives to the back. And honestly, this time frame when this whole thing went down, it felt like that. But I just wouldn't do it. Because at the end of the day, sometimes when we're hurt, sometimes when we feel attacked, we do want to strike back. We want to protect. We want to put up our wall. We want to what? Not be vulnerable. So what do? You think of all the scenarios of outcomes because then you feel more control, right? If you could think of every way this can go worse, from bad to worse, and you can think of every outcome possible, you're in control. Well, that's just a feeling, right? That doesn't really actually happen. In that moment, I feel in control. Perhaps you do. But when we try to predict what the other person might do in their next step, it almost goes in the spiral of, hey, how are they out to get me? And sometimes maybe they are. Even people you thought you could trust the most sometimes fall in a spirit of not being in integrity of who they are either, or who you thought they were. So then you start to guess yourself. Is my meter of understanding someone else's personality off? Like, did I totally miss something in their personality that I couldn't trust and I've trusted them all along? Like, where does that go wrong? Because then you don't take it from what the other person's doing and separate your junk from theirs. You start taking it at yourself. Like, clearly, I made a mistake somewhere because I thought I could trust someone. And now I found I couldn't because I took 1,000 knives to the back. And then it's like, but wait, what's wrong with me? When really, there's nothing wrong with you. They just became untrustworthy, probably because of choices they are making. So even if the people you're dealing with, whether it's your life, anywhere in your life, your relationships, your business, wherever this is, even though other people are not in integrity of who they are, you can be. But you know what you got to know first? You got to know yourself first. If you don't know who yourself is, it's very easy to fall into the trap of, wait, maybe I did this. Maybe I didn't see something I should have. When in reality, no, they flipped on you. Maybe they flipped on you and it wasn't anything that you did. Maybe what they showed you wasn't really them. And the truth finally came out. I don't know. But I also know this. I do know this. If you're not in integrity of who you are, then we react to the things that come at us in ways that probably are not really good. I'm 1,000% guilty of this. But in this season of my life, I am very, very clear on the definition of me. I know who I am. In fact, I wrote a course on this, Awaken Me, A Journey to Finding You, helping people determine who they are in this season because we change. We change when we grow based on things we've learned and experiences we've had. But we don't often realize that our identity is changing with us and we haven't shifted to the new one yet. Because we don't realize the definition of us can be erased and rewritten. But because I know who I am and who I want to be and who I'm called to be by Jesus. And I'm going to say it's the first time probably, it isn't probably, it's the first time I've been through a season of intense stress and negativity feeling like this. But then I grow and I learn and I feel kind of not so out of sorts. But right now in this moment, I feel like I know what I was supposed to do, right? Right in the middle of this storm. And I'm going to tell you, it wasn't just a tornado. It was a freaking hurricane coming at me. Multiple people, multiple ways. Knives to the back. Every time I turned around, it was different. It's awful. Hurricane, weeks going through this. So many things happened during this. Like, I can't even tell you the whole list of everybody being spiritually attacked around me, in my family, everything. And it's not easy. It's not easy to show up in integrity. It's not easy to show up non-reactive with a spirit of being a light and a blessing, even if the other person can't see it. And knowing that God's plan is greater than mine, even if I can't see it, even if it scares me right now. And having this sense of waiting and patient endurance in the hallway, not knowing if the door is going to open or it's going to close. Holy cow. Stress, anxiety, lack of sleep, don't want to eat. Do you want to know exactly where you stand in all 10 areas of life, relationships, and business? It's time to take the free Thrive Life Inventory, and you will receive a multi-page report showing you exactly where you need to grow and where your strengths are in your life, relationships, and business domains. You're even going to find helpful tools, strategies, and more based on your unique results.
Go to ThriveLifeInventory.com and get your scorecard delivered now.
Stop taking care of yourself. Like, this is what just happened to me. And I'm a therapist. I know these things. So if it can happen to me, somebody else needs to hear this. Because I'm very self-aware. Because I have to be self-aware to help other people. And I just fell into the pit of the enemy. Some of it not by my own fault, but by the enemy coming at me with everything he's got, which tells me I got something really good coming with the Thrive Life Collective on the other side of this in 2023. Like, that thing must be amazing because somebody does not want me to get it out. CEO like Jesus, stop you in your tracks, because everything full force has been coming at me. But in this whole part, I know somebody feels this way right out there that you're listening right now. And we don't know what's to come. We can't really move. We can't move one way. We can't move the other way, especially in the hallway. We're waiting on a door to open and waiting one to close. And this may just be like me in one area of my life. There's other areas I know for sure I can move on. I can't move on in this area, right? But I can move in the other one. So I'm trying to choose to control. I'm trying to choose to do what I can control, what I can focus on. There's one verse that kept coming up to me, and it comes so randomly that it has to be supernaturally at this point, because I'm like, okay, this is a little spooky, because it just keeps coming up in my face. And at first, my reaction was, no, not me. Don't choose me. I don't want this. Nope, don't do it. And it's from Esther 4:14. If you keep silent at this time, relief and deliverance will come to the Jewish people from another place, but you and your father's family will be destroyed. But who knows? Perhaps you have come to your royal position for such a time as this. Perhaps you have come here for such a time as this. I'm not in a royal position. Heck to the no. I know that I am here to do what God is asking me to do. And for the first time in my life, I'm fully stepping into that, and it is scary. But perhaps you have come here for such a time as this. In the middle of that hurricane? No. Just no, please no. That is not what I'm here for. Nope, no can do. Don't want it. Take it off the table. That was my first reaction. Second reaction, same thing. Third reaction, nope, no can do. And I focused on this part. Perhaps you were made for such a time as this. And I've been asking and asking and asking, what does this mean? How does this apply? How do you want me to show up? And then I realized that I'm showing up differently right now to those perceived knives in my back, because that's what I'm called to do. I want to be clear. It's not easy. And also, to be more clear, I know who I am. So if you're in a season where you don't feel like you know who you are anymore, I got a whole course. Hundreds of women have gone through it. And if you're a guy, email me, amyandamywine.com. Let me know you want it, and I will change it up, specifically geared towards men. That's one of my plans anyway. If you want it, you let me know. I'm going to get it to you. 8 weeks to finding you. If you're interested in it, it's called Awaken Me, Journey to Finding You. You'll probably find it in the show notes. Email me, amy@amywine.com. $197. It's the best $197 that you will ever spend. I'm not here really to sell it to you, but if you need it and you want it and you want to find out who you are so that you can be in integrity, that's the place to go. Not just who you are, but whose you are in Christ. You find your joy in knowing who you are again, right? And I'm really not here to sell you, but yeah, there's a fee. I'm transparent. I keep it real. $197. You spend more than that doing what? I don't know. You could find yourself again like I found me. I would have paid 10 times that to find me when I didn't know who I was anymore. When I felt like this and I was questioning, is there something more out there for me? And for the first time in this season, in this instance, I figured out that knowing who I am is the secret to me showing up well. It's the secret to me living in integrity, no matter what's coming at me. And it's living with the alignment of my values. And I know what my values are now. Like, who teaches us that? today I realized it's not time for me to keep silent. It's not time for me to do it anymore. And my instinct is in the set ways to go and hide. In the hurricane, go hide, withdraw. Don't call on my friends. Don't call on God. Go and sit and spiral out of control in my negativity. That people don't care. That people don't love me. That people don't want the best for me. But in reality, it is not true. The difference is I want the best for me now. I know that I'm kind of on a roll here, but I want the best for you too. Because on the other side of the hurricane is light and relief and freedom. And things I couldn't even imagine, but all because I stepped out in faith. All because I knew who I was in Christ and I did the work. I want that for you. And I'm going to go leave this here with you right now. And I hope some of this speaks life and good in you today. And I hope that you have a wonderful day.
All righty. That wraps up today's episode of Couch Time with Amy Wine. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. And while you're there, it would mean the world to me if you would take just a few seconds and leave me an honest rating and review. You can find all the links and information mentioned in this episode at www.amywine.com. Please share your episodes with your friends and don't forget to tag me on Instagram at amywineco. Thanks for listening, and I will meet you here again next week. Are you feeling like your marriage is more about going through the routine than the romance? Just the day-to-day drudgery of all the things and the chaos that surround you that you have to do? You're not alone. Hi, I'm Amy Wine, your marriage and family therapist and founder of Thrive Life TV, and we get it. Impact-driven achievers like you deserve a marriage that is just as successful as your business and your career. Your marriage is about more than just staying together. It's about growing together, laughing together, and reigniting the spark that makes you partners in every sense of the word. That is where Thrive Life TV steps in. Join me for exclusive sessions. We're gonna tackle real life marriage challenges, from reigniting passion to deepening your emotional connection. We're talking real change, real results. It is time to transform your marriage into a thriving partnership that you both deserve. On Thrive Life TV, you're going to find practical strategies, shared experiences, and that extra push you need. Are you ready to uplevel your marriage? Visit thrivelifetv.com and let's bring the joy and love and yes, the fun back in your marriage. I'll see you inside.